Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled Enough Exile Already.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hear me, O islands, listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth, from my mother's womb, he gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow, in his quiver he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing, uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord, my recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Listen, O distant peoples. Isaiah's words offer hope to Israel during a time of exile, but I have noticed that varieties of exile keep appearing again and again in human history. Possibly you're feeling a little bit like a distant people right now, thanks to coronavirus. Remember when we thought a few little precautions would see us through? When the crisis was new, for example, social distancing at Mass mostly meant not holding hands during the Our Father, not touching one another at the Kiss of Peace. Now, it means not even seeing our brothers and sisters in faith as we live stream Mass through our devices, or watch it on our own later, or maybe just give up because the whole thing seems so unsatisfying. When the crisis was new, social distancing at work and leisure meant greeting people with elbow bumps or shoe taps instead of handshakes and hugs. Now, if we happen to be out buying groceries, it means trying to smile courteously from 6 feet away, or maybe just looking off to the side to avoid that awkwardness. For some of us, this is a new and unpleasant experience. But for others, perhaps it's your daily life. Maybe you've long felt like the servant in these first few verses from Isaiah, concealed in the shadow of God's arm or hidden in God's quiver. You could, for example, be one of my grad students living in East Africa, listening here at The Word because there's hardly ever daily Mass where you are. Or you're someone who's homebound because of illness. Or you've been going through chemotherapy, or you're taking care of a loved one and you rarely get a break to go out. Perhaps your regular life, coronavirus or no coronavirus, is routinely more like shelter in place than not. So some of us now are getting a taste of how others live all the time. And I don't just mean people living in physical isolation. We're expressing profound gratitude these days to our teachers and healthcare professionals, fortunately, especially seeing all the ways our lives suffer when their work is compromised. But look deeper at the person washing hospital linens, for example, or the man putting out bags of rice at the grocery store, the trucker who brought all that food to your town, the woman delivering the mail, the tech people who help keep our online lifelines functioning, the skeleton crew of teens at McDonald's working the drive-thru so that frazzled parents can have a tiny break and a coronavirus-compliant field trip. All the people everywhere whose work is essential in ways that would boggle our minds if we stopped long enough to really think about it. Dear friends, I guess what I'm saying is that the separation from one another we're enduring right now is a powerful symbol of separation that happens everywhere and that we don't often fret about or even sometimes notice. Sick from well, rich from poor, sinner from, well, other sinner. That is exile. Distance from one another and from God. I will make you a light to the nations, says the Lord to the servant. And we Christians know that light as Christ, whom no darkness could overcome. Jesus Christ calls us to recognize that light in him and everywhere else it is, and to be that light as well. I will make you a light to the nations, says the Lord, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. You see, God's plan is an exile. It's salvation for each person, for the church, for the earth. We prepare ourselves this holy week in prayer and restorative action, as the prophet says, with God as our strength.